Welcome to Think Beyond the Drink. This podcast is for women who want to unravel their relationship with alcohol and other vices without labels, stigma, or judgment. We focus on things that give us energy, not take from it. This is for women who want to feel the aliveness and vitality of their life again, who want deep, intimate connections and a purpose-driven life. Hello, dear ones. I just got back from Sedona last night, and I had such an amazing time on this retreat with 12 other women. I really encourage anyone who has ever wanted to do a retreat, or maybe you've already done 1,000 of them, that if one of them calls to you, just book it. And if you've never done a retreat and you've wanted to, but you are afraid of being in a house full of 12 women, which I totally get too, just do it. Something inside of you is telling you that it is what you need. And I just encourage you to take the leap. I was in a room with 5 other women, and typically I upgrade to the private room, but I didn't this time. And I will never do that again. I will never upgrade to a private room again, because the connection that we made in this room of 6 was really special. I mean, I guess that's just what happens when you basically live together in a tiny room in 3 bunk beds for 5 nights. I think it's inevitable, but there was something about it that made me feel extra refreshed, and I truly felt seen. I felt seen and I felt heard, and I was able to tuck away when I needed to on the bottom bunk. If I needed to take a nap, I did that, and I go to bed earlier than most people, and everyone was really accommodating and understanding when it was time for me to tuck in. It was lovely. So I share this with you because loneliness is an epidemic. And we really saw this with 2021. We really had our own human experiment within our generation, within our lifetime. We've actually seen what isolation can do. And the CDC actually says that social isolation and loneliness can increase the risk for heart disease, stroke, type 2 diabetes, depression, anxiety, addiction, suicide, dementia, and early death. And, you know, I typically don't like to even I'm not a fear-based provider. I'm not a fear-based educator, but I think it's really interesting to see what the links to social isolation are. And one of the most common reasons why people drink is because they're lonely. And so I really want to dive into this a little bit more. And I want to start by sharing an experiment that was done in the 1970s. There was this psychologist that was responding, or his hypothesis was that if you put a rat into a rat-type community, it would behave differently than what the prior experiments had been doing, which was isolating a rat and giving them the option between either cocaine water or regular water. And so what happens if you put one rat in a cage and give it the option of regular water or cocaine-laced water, it chooses the cocaine-laced water to the point of obsession and consistently drinking the cocaine-laced water to the point of overdose and death. And so this psychologist in the 1970s hypothesis was that if you put a rat with other rats in a really cute rat park community with a rat treadmill so they could exercise and socialize and have sex and eat and drink when they want, that they would not choose the cocaine-laced water. And that's exactly what they saw, is that when rats were in community, that if they even did imbibe in the cocaine-laced water, they never did until the point of overdose or death. And actually, most only drank the plain water. And I just love this experiment for 2 reasons. One, it really just shows the importance of community. And second, the importance of our environment, and how environment is so important to our mental health and our decisions that we make. So what we're going to do is really look at our patterns of drinking and when we drink and why we drink, and if isolation or loneliness plays a role in your drinking patterns at all. And I can't tell you how many women that I've heard that wine is like their best friend. And when they quit drinking, it feels like they're breaking up with their best friend. I know that I felt that way when I quit drinking in the very beginning, and it felt really weird not to have my worst best friend around. I call her my worst best friend because, have you guys ever seen that series? Absolutely Fabulous. It was a British show. And there were these friends, and one of the friends was Patsy, and she was, it's hilarious. It's one of the best series ever. But she was like the worst best friend. And actually, that Patsy is the name that I gave the voice when I would hear like, you deserve a drink. You can drink tonight. You can start tomorrow. And I always say like, not today, Patsy. Anyway, I digress. But I invite you to really look at your drinking patterns and when you drink and if it's in a social setting, and really identify like, if you feel fulfilled, because we can even feel lonely in a crowded room and with our best friends, the actual real human best friends, not our booze. But I remember I would drink when I was at a girls' weekend or a night out with the girls, and the next day I would feel depleted. And I loved my friends dearly and we would talk all night, but I wasn't my whole self and present with them when we were in these deep conversations. And I wouldn't remember all of the details in the morning. And I didn't like that because I wanted to hold my friends and their experiences deep within me. Then there were those other times that I drank when I was bored with the conversation or the event that I was at, or I didn't really feel like I could be myself within certain situations. So that felt very isolating. And then there were other times that I drank when I would have a night alone and my husband would be out or my kids would be out, and I was able to drink wine and watch Netflix. And that was just kind of a different kind of lonely because I didn't know what to do with myself if I wasn't mothering or working. I didn't know what to do with myself after 5 p.m. So I kind of felt lonely when I was just alone with myself. I didn't know how to entertain myself. And really, this is another story for another podcast, because it really talks more about what we learn in our environment and how our environment trains us to drink certain ways. But I really want to invite you to look at your friend group and look to see if you feel like you're showing up as yourself and if you feel like that your friends are seeing you as who you are. And I work with women all the time around how they can authentically show up, or if they're authentically showing up, and how they can show up in all aspects of our lives, because sometimes we can show up a certain way at our kids' school and another way at work and another way with our partner, and how we can meld all three of those or eight of those into one person who shows up as themselves in each of these areas. So if that feels like something that you feel called to do, please reach out to me over at Think Beyond the Drink and Instagram and the DMs, and we can talk. But when you are really looking at whether your friends fill you up and you feel truly seen and not alone, as they should make you feel inspired and heard and beautiful and luscious, like you can do anything. And at the very least, you should at least feel the same way that you showed up with a friend when you leave as you showed up versus worse. You should never feel worse, very rarely, if at all, feel worse when you leave a conversation with a friend. So this is your opportunity to really look and see if maybe you've changed and you've grown, but you've kept the same friend group. And you don't know why there's this disconnect, but it's there. And maybe it's just because that you're in a different space and iteration of your life. And you just need to maybe reach out and find different friends that can really feed you. Or maybe you recognize that you don't have community that you're really looking for. And maybe that is the next step for you. I love online communities. I absolutely adore them. And I've actually made some really amazing friends in real life that started off as virtual friendships through groups. So look for groups of interest that you might have that can create these beautiful in real life experiences and relationships. Let me know if you have any questions. And as always, thank you so much for listening. I know your time is precious. The world needs the vibrance and wisdom of a woman's intuition to help heal the world. When we learn to trust ourselves through leaning into and through discomfort, we learn to trust ourselves, and in that space is our power and clarity.